Yeah, thanks, Owen. We're back at service here for the second time today, just off the Inver Road in the south of Donegal, in the outskirts of Mount Charnis in Donegal Town. Well, the stages, of course, today in between Frosses and the Drumaroan area. And with four stages completed and two to go, the headlines coming out of stage four, Callum Devine continues to lead this event in his Ford Fiesta R5, while Gary Jennings has dropped way down the field. He was having a cracking day, Gary Jennings, in the Ford Focus R5, and was up as far as second at one stage today, but a spin and an off, which resulted him getting stuck in a ditch, and only four spectators were there to push him back out. He was able to get back on the road, but he lost a heap of time, round about 3 minutes or so. Gary Jennings lost on stage four, so having been in the top three, he's now falling way down the leaderboard, but we're speaking to him a short time ago, and he's still smiling. He's delighted to be back racing tarmac in Donegal again, and he's having a fun day, and he's very thankful that there was spectators there to pull him out of the ditch and get him back on the road, and he's able to complete this event with two stages to go. But Gary Jennings now challenging at the head of the field is not going to happen for the rest of the day. And the quickest man on stage four, Declan Boyle, with James O'Reilly calling the notes in their WRC Ford Fiesta. 7:43.3 was the time for Declan Boyle in there. Some 4 seconds quicker than Callum Devine and Brian Hoy in that R5 Fiesta. So unofficially, on the timesheets, what we're seeing and from what we have, there is a bit of difference in it. But we'll go with what the unofficial timesheets are telling us from the results room. And there's 5 seconds the difference with Callum Devine still leading Declan Boyle with two stages to go. But if there is a slight change in the times from where they were in stage three, there's a question over the time of Declan, Callum Devine. It would put the difference down to 1 second. But we're going to go with what the result office is telling us at the moment. 5 seconds unofficially is the difference between Devine leading Boyle. Outside of that, with the second fastest time on stage four was Sam Moffat, 7:44. He's third overall. He's 20 seconds off Devine, and he's 15 seconds off second place man Declan Boyle. Donna Kelly and Kevin Flanagan, the Volkswagen Polo, are fourth overall, a further 11.9 seconds adrift. Cahill McCourt in the Ford Fiesta R5 is fifth overall, three adrift of Donna Kelly. Josh Moffat in the Hyundai i20 is a further second adrift in sixth position. And then Seamus Leonard, who's having fun today, the Oma man, is out in a Ford Focus WRC. He sits a further 10.6 seconds adrift of Josh Moffat. That is the top seven overall on officially with that two stages to go. Before we hear from Declan Boyle, we'll take him live if he can jump in beside us here in the Highland car. We'll talk about the modifieds in just a second. Declan Boyle's just landed beside me here at service. So Declan, 5 seconds is the gap, two stages to go. You're back in a rally car in about over 2.5 years. How's the day been for you?
Been very good. Great to get out. It's been a long time, 27 months I think it was. Donegal 19, and great to get back at it. You know, there's many times you thought maybe stay away from it, but back today, the buzz is great, and yeah. Mighty to be back at it.
Yeah, mighty to be back at it, and you're settling in well, sure you are.
Settling in well, it didn't mean to do what we're at, but we just got in, and we drove on hard, and we're lying here now, I think it's 5 seconds behind Callum there. Callum's going hard, as well as the rest of the boys, but there's two stages left, so we'll see how we get on now.
Yeah. Two stages to go. What can you do in these two stages? Can you pull that five back, or is things are very, very tight between you?
It is tight between us. We seem to have pulled four back there now on the second stage there. So we need to try and get a wee bit of time on the first stage here if we can. So it's not easy.
Yeah, it's not easy, but we're sitting outside the service area here, and you have the car, and Michael obviously going well too. I see the car now getting cleaned up, so he's still in the race as well.
Yes, he's tipping away there. He was 27 seconds, I think, after stage two there. And the lead in Group N there. So he's tipping away there, not bad.
Brilliant. Okay, well, listen, enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll speak to you at the finish, Declan.
Thanks, Oisín, thank you.
There you go, that is Declan Boyle, who has joined us live here in the Highland car, just skipping across the road from service. Good to see Declan, good to talk to him, good to see him back rallying again. And it's great to have rallying back in the county, of course, after an absence of almost, what, 2 years, a year and 9 months or thereabouts. And there's a great buzz down here in the south end of the county for this event, and a top quality field. Speaking of quality, the modified men are going hard as well. Kevin Eaves is in front of the modified two-wheel drive cars in his Toyota Corolla. He leads by 10.2 seconds from cabin man Gary Kiernan in an Escort. Chris Armstrong is third, a further 2.5 adrift. Daniel Breslin's going hard, fourth overall in the Escort, 4.7 adrift of Armstrong in third. The man on the Proton is Stuart Darcy. He's not too far from here as well. This is sort of home territory for him too. 1.5 off fourth place Breslin. Darcy is in fifth. And JF Shovlin's going hard in the Escort, wrapping up the top six. Just outside of that, good to see him back rallying as well. Daniel McKenna, the man from Monaghan in the Scanbits Escort, is here in Donegal. 6 years since his last event in Ireland. Another man returning to rallying today. So we'll be back to you with another update after 3 o'clock. We might get a few more pieces of reaction between now and then as well. You can, of course, recap on the website, highlandradio.com. But as we go back to the studio, the battle at the front in the 2021 Harvest Stages Rally, Callum Devine leads Declan Boyd by 5 seconds.